They are wondrous beings of the ocean, gliding effortlessly through the water with gentle majesty. As the largest living animals ever known to grace our planet, whales have always evoked our fascination due to their loving nature and melodious songs.
Large brains and extremely high levels of intelligence and extremely high levels of social interaction amongst each other. So they're much closer to humans than most humans would realize. That whales and dolphins, there's been lots of research done, have been shown to be very self-aware, just as humans are very self-aware, just as great apes are very self-aware.
ホエールウォッチングボートに初めて乗りまして、で生まれて初めてそのライブで目の前で大きなクジラさんに出会った時に、その実際のこう体の大きさ以上にね、なんかこう神々しいもの、畏敬の念を抱かずにいられないような、なんかものすごいオーラを感じて、温かさとか優しさとか非常に深いものを感じて、
images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Kind viewers, today on Supreme Master Television's Stop Animal Cruelty series, our featured experts from the US, Phil Klein, Senior Oceans Campaigner for Greenpeace USA, Yuki Okazaki, Vice Chairwoman and Director of ALSA Nature Conservatory from Japan, Sue Roker, Intern Coordinator for the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society, and Regina Asmuta Sylvia, Senior Biologist for the Society, will discuss their experiences with whales, the inhumane treatment of these kind beings, and the human-caused threats that have led to their highly endangered status. During the 20th century, millions of whales were killed by the whaling industry. Nowadays, these mammals face a bleak outlook, as many of their species are extremely close to extinction. The North Atlantic right whale has a total population of less than 350 worldwide. The Western Pacific grey whale, the bowhead whale, and the narwhal whale each have less than 120 individuals of their species left globally.
Is a cruel practice.
Almost all whale and dolphin populations are severely depleted.
These gentle giants of the sea face multiple hazards every single day.
They suffer from many threats equally here as all over the world. All of the threats are induced by our own human activities. The major ones are whaling. They're still hunted on a large scale basis by Japan, Norway, and Iceland. They also become entangled in fishing gear, and they get struck by boats, vessel strikes, both large and small. We also have to deal with, of course, other things like climate change.
All of those issues do impact whales, and that's one of the reasons why whaling is so concerning, because if you look at any one of these issues by itself in isolation, you think that it's not a big deal, that they can survive that, but when you pile them on top of each other, it does take a toll on the whales.
Since the 1600s, whales have been hunted commercially for whale oil, meat, baleen or whalebone, and ambergris, a perfume ingredient made from the intestines of sperm whales. Let the barbarous slaughter of these noble and splendid sentient beings continues in the 21st century is truly unimaginable.
I can't even put in words how brutal this slaughter is, in that whales and dolphins and porpoises are all highly intelligent, self-aware animals like you and I. And so this is an agonizing, torturous death to to be slaughtered by the commercial hunters.
It is very cruel for the animals. It often takes them a long time to die, and much of the meat ends up stockpiled in warehouses that's not even being used.
We know that they tend to stay in family groups, and they tend to be matriarchal. They have a lot of the same social interactions that humans have, long gestation period, long rearing period, fidelity for the family group. Many species also have times when multiple family groups will congregate, kind of like we would go to a picnic. They all get together for weeks or months at a time in areas of the ocean. So I think it would be relatively safe to assume that the kinds of distress you feel for a loss of a family member is similar to what happens in whale and dolphin populations.
We will return after these brief messages with more regarding the perils our whale friends are facing across the world. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
We have seen in the past year increased trade in whale meat, both from Iceland commercial whalers and Norwegian commercial whalers sending some whale meat to Japan. This certainly in violation of CITES, which lists whales as animals that international trade is forbidden.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
There are multiple different hunting strategies out there. There are the commercial whale hunters from Iceland, Norway, and Japan, and they all use fairly large catcher ships with harpoon cannons that fire exploding harpoons into the whale.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Our focus today is on the savage slaughter of whales. Whaling poses the greatest threat to the world's benevolent, helpful cetaceans.
Find the whales by going to known feeding areas where the whales have always evolutionarily evolved to habitat at different times of the year.
One of the issues is protecting whales when they're here off our coast. They come here to feed. This is their feeding grounds, and the area is open to anybody to go out and watch whales, as it should be, but there's also harassment issues.
The Japanese fleet is a high seas fleet with a giant mothership and a four or five harpoon boats that go out and harpoon and kill the whales, and then they bring them back to a factory ship, which hauls them up on the deck, and they're processed and frozen on board their factory ship. In Iceland, the whales are killed by catcher boats and brought to shore plants that process the meat, and the same in Norway. The processing is an onshore activity.
To capture their innocent victims, commercial whalers use a variety of bloody and violent techniques.
So they will physically follow a whale along until they have a good line of sight with their cannon and physically pull the trigger, and it's driven with an explosive like gunpowder to launch the harpoon that once it penetrates the whale, the head of the harpoon also explodes. Now this does not mean that there is an instant death. Almost in every circumstance, there's a matter of minutes up to a half an hour of when they're dragging the wounded whale back up close to their catcher boat, and then someone with a high-powered rifle will fire one or more shots until the whale is finally killed.
By chasing whales for many kilometers, whaling ships traumatize and exhaust their helpless victims. From harpooning to shooting to the use of explosives, the ways of killing whales are appalling. In the report, Whales and Whaling, published by the Australian Government Printing Office, an eyewitness on board an Australian whaling ship describes the agonizing death of a great whale as follows.
The harpoon seemed to pass right through it, which can happen, and the second explosion took longer. The whole event this time seemed in slow motion. The whale dived, and a great green cloud burst up to the surface. Blood turns green underwater at 50 feet. Or was this some of its intestines? It came up on the starboard side, its huge head, a third of its total body size, shaking itself. And then it gave out a most terrible cry, half in protest, half in pain, and then it dived again. They loaded the next harpoon, the killer, but could not get a shot at it as it twisted and turned, hurting itself all the more. Finally, the lookout in the crow's nest shouted down that it was coming up dying. Its mouth was opening.
On the issue of how long it takes a whale to die, it really depends on how they're hunted. The modern commercial whaling fleet from Iceland, Norway, and Japan use exploding harpoons, but even with an exploding harpoon, often it takes 20 minutes or longer for a whale to die. Dolphin slaughters, where dolphins are driven to coastal areas, are very brutal. They're lacerated with knives and bleed to death, which again takes up to a half an hour. In both cases, the entire time is just a torturous, brutal thing for the whales or the dolphins. Like you and I, they're very self-aware animals. They certainly feel pain. They certainly send out calls and distress noises to the other members of their family and groups in the area. So it's not only the animal that's being killed at the moment, but the entire group suffers.
Similar to humans, whales have a long gestation period and develop close mother-child relations. A mother whale nurses her calf for more than a year, creating a strong bond between them. When either mother or baby is killed by the whalers, a loving, intricate fabric between the two is destroyed. The murder of pregnant whales is cold-blooded and heartless as well.
The data from the most recent hunts in the Southern Ocean is that there was about 30% of the whales that they killed were pregnant females. It's difficult to tell when they're swimming around out there. That's the excuse they give us. But we know if they would just stop harpooning them, no pregnant females would die.
Bycatch is a term used to describe animals that fishermen are not seeking to capture, but nonetheless become trapped by fishing nets. Sadly, whales are bycatch victims as well, and are ensnared by fishing gear, with countless injuries and deaths being the result.
We work on a number of fronts to stop current threats to whales and protect them from possible threats. And we do it through programs such as reducing the risk of whales being entangled in commercial fishing gear.
Coral had a really tough life story. His mother was hit by a ship, but she survived, and then she died from an entanglement. And then he became entangled. We were worried about him.
Unlike Coral's fortunate escape from the fishing net, up to 1,000 marine mammals are drowned each day by nets and other gear. Overall, approximately 300,000 whales, dolphins, and porpoises find themselves fatally trapped by fishing hauls annually. Such needless cruelty to these tranquil denizens of the seas must and can be halted. If we all turn to a lifestyle free of animal products, our world will be in harmony with nature, and our playful whale friends will thrive peacefully once again in the oceans. For more information on ending whaling, please visit ELSA Nature Conservatory at www.elsanc.net, Greenpeace USA at www.greenpeace.org/USA, Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society at www.wdcs.org. Virtuous viewers, please join us next Tuesday on Supreme Master Television for part 2 of The Blood-Filled Waters, Butchering of the Innocent Whales. Up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after noteworthy news. Blessed be your noble and gentle hearts that help to preserve the natural balance of our environment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.